This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Lulu and Michael podcast for all the bits you missed
from Joy 94.9.
Got a very special guest in, haven't we, Michael?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm more than ready.
Well, we've actually got two. We have got two guests in.
Never on his own.
No, you've always got a little friend with him. We've got David Strassman.
You mean a little friend on my shoulder.
Yeah.
A little friend on your knee.
This is stupid, you guys.
No, that's Chuck, by the way. You know, I do Chuck. Bring Chuck to the radio studio. And Chuck, if you don't know, is a ventriloquist doll.
Yes. Oh.
That's why this is stupid. Ventriloquism on the radio. You guys are idiots. They're losers.
Chuck, is about character is what it is. You know, they hear my voice.
And they hear my voice.
Yeah, that's right. So you hear two people. So in this room, there really are the four of us. There's Michael.
And I know you from way back.
Yes.
I knew you when you were straight. That's how long
I
knew you.
So did I.
No way.
Yeah, we went to school together.
No way.
Was I ever, though?
Really? No, probably not. I thought you were, but you weren't.
No, Michael gave me a splinter once. All right. I gave him a splinter. All right, that's enough, please.
You look a little different, young man. You look very, very different. You've got tattoos on your head.
Look at the way he's looking at me. Yeah, so what? It's 2016.
Has he been to New Zealand, or what's going on?
Yeah, of course. They do look a little Maori. Yeah,
he's got a little Maori tat, and it's called Moli. Moldy. Yeah. That's how you're supposed to pronounce it.
Wow.
For all those Kiwis out there, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like, cool. I'm cool now, yeah.
What prompted it?
I think, within my last show, this was the evil Chuck. My last show, which is not the show that I'm doing now, I entered an alternate universe where there were doubles of all the puppets, doppelgangers. And so this was the doppelganger of Chuck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
so I decided in this show to just upgrade Chuck and make him this new look.
Yeah, because he's got a goatee as well.
Is he more badass then?
I don't know. Are you more? No, I don't think so.
No.
Well, he's always been a little evil, hasn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's the psychology of ventriloquism.
You don't know how evil I can be.
All right, Chuck, hey, don't you dare do that, please.
Oh, my God.
He spat in an electronic studio here with wires and electricity. You know, water is conductive. That's why I did it.
Wow. And you're not on your own, David, though. There's more with you on this, isn't there?
Yeah,
obviously. The name of the gig is?
iTeddy.
Yes.
Who's dead? No, he's not
dead,
Chuck.
Not yet.
iTeddy is a retrospective look at our society and how we are addicted to our smartphones, our tablets, our screens, checking Facebook and email and Instagram, and buying things online, and we're not using our imagination. So technology does the thinking for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's and I got kick-ass porn 24/7. Yeah. Then there's Tinder.
Pinder?
Yeah, that's Tinder for puppets. All right.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know about that.
Yeah. I know you use that, what is it called? Starkey?
What's that?
Our free lube. What is it? What social media app?
I'm scared to ask.
I think I am.
David Strassman. And
me, Chuck Wood, ventriloquist doll. Lulu, that was so weird. I sat on her lap and she stuck her hand up me.
You don't even need a mic, Chuck. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, that's called ventriloquism.
Yeah.
Loser. Yeah. I don't really do the talking. Where are you from? Frankston?
That's what I do with Michael. It's so bizarre.
Ringwood.
I do the same thing.
So yeah, this new show, basically, I can't get the puppets off their iPads. In the first act of the show, I introduced Chuck Teddy Bear, Grandpa Fred, Kevin the Alien, and Sid the Comedic Beaver. I always have to put the adjective of comedic before beaver. And that's traditional hand up the bum ventriloquism, where I'm operating the puppets, and I throw my voice throughout the entire show. But in the end, the second act, I do a TED Talk. I give a TED Talk, and the puppets are part of a panel. In fact, if you Google or YouTube 5 puppets in 15 seconds, you'll see a real quick 15-second demo of this. I operate 5 characters robotically, live, with a handheld wireless device.
He's bullshitting you. Chuck, quiet.
No, this is true. And I do their voices. I throw my voices into five puppets in a 25-minute sustained, hilarious discussion on what is real and what isn't. It is mind-blowing. It truly is.
Did you grow up always wanting to do this?
No. No, no, no. I wanted to be an astronaut.
Very similar.
It is similar, isn't it? Yeah. One takes the knowledge of calculus. The other one, I'm sitting here with a dolly on my knee.
There you go.
I actually was thinking about your show today because...
Really? I was thinking about your show.
Yeah. Because you're one of the shows that actually has moved with the times. Like you.
Hopefully.
Well, you do. You seem to go with the... You know, you've gone with the electronics, you've gone, obviously, you obviously try and update it all the time.
Yeah, that's because I get bored very easily. I don't know, some stand-ups have the same act for years and years. Others write new shows, and, you know, I think my longevity is I write a brand new show, and I don't come back to a city after 3 years. I make sure there's a three-year gap for any city or venue.
Wouldn't that be why you're getting a great audience then, wouldn't it? You know, because knowing that you're going to get something different is what we want when we go to see something.
That's right.
But
that's
you do
right.
keep your key favorites in there. You've still got
Teddy and Chuck. Yeah.
And who's your favorite? Is it me, Lulu?
I'll say yes today.
Yeah.
Because you'll get spat on.
It's really Teddy.
Don't you dare. Yeah, come on. Chuck! Hey.
Oh my God, right down the cleavage. All right.
Oh my God.
Well, that's made my day. Oh my God.
It's not the first time I've been spat on by a puppet. I've been working on Avenue Q, remember?
Oh, really? Did you really? Oh, wow. That's a crazy show.
Oh, my word. Would you ever do that? Would you ever consider Chuck? Oh, come on.
No, are you kidding? They're beneath me.
They are.
Avenue Q, you know, they're Muppets.
They are.
Muppets are losers. Yeah, I don't care what, you know, even if they're funny, they're just losers, you know. It's a racist thing, is what it is.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
You need to have some tolerance, Chuck. Piss off. No, you do. You do.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Now, where is it on at, Lulu?
Well, at the moment, you're on at the Athenaeum until another 2 weeks.
That's right. Yep. What is today? Today is Wednesday. So we have shows all this week and all next week.
Yep.
And, you know, the Ath, I've been playing there for over 15 years.
Yeah, he was there when he had hair.
Thank you, Chuck.
and then you had.
What about you? You had hair then too. Yeah.
Oh,
so.
That's right. I remember.
It's your wig.
Yeah. Yeah. I picked up a few Aussie-isms.
Yes. Like.
Yeah. Yee.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yee.
That is amazing.
What about you, Chuck?
Geet stuffed.
That's pretty good.
Geet stuffed.
Yeah.
So where can people find tickets? What's the best way?
DavidStrossman.com is my name and website, and there are links to all the venues. And, of course, you know, Ticketek has all the info.
That's
or the Athenaeum. And, you know, in this day and age of Netflix and online content delivered to your phone, to your living room, do not pass up the opportunity to get off your bum and check out this live show.
This is one of those shows you've got to see live.
Yeah, damn right.
It's
hilarious.
You gotta, how would you know? You didn't see it,
I
Lulu.
Have not this specific one, but I
show.
Have seen David Strassman live many times.
Brown-nosing
presenter. I used to work at the Comedy Club.
Oh, I love you because you're in my studio. Yeah, it's really a good show.
Chuck.
Have you seen it? No.
Chuck.
Thank you for joining us.
We'll argue about it
bloody
in a minute.
Hilarious.
Chuck.
You've been listening to a Lulu and Michael podcast. Listen live every Wednesday afternoon from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.